Jesus, this is a disturbing show. It's as if I never knew how disturbing the show was. Like, I knew, but it's like seeing it in a whole new way of disturbing right now. I'm in a profound place of realizing the level of disassociation I've lived with for my whole life, up until the last couple years, and I think I still probably am going to uncover how much disassociation I continue to be in. And I just see that in this film, where everyone is living in this reality that is so not reality, this like world that they've created is so unreal, and like I never noticed so much about this film, how much I related to it. Because I wasn't in touch with myself enough to see it. And in this episode, when Princess Caroline is in the... gets lost in the painting, which in and of itself is disassociating because she's, There's a gun shootout going on behind her. And then... frickin' Gecko's there with her in her dream. And, you know, she's saying, basically, you don't really want, what did she say, I wrote it down. You don't really want the simple life. She said, if you wanted the simple life, you'd have a simple life. And just the fact that that never hit me on a deep level of, like, what that is for me, just, like, constantly overworking. Just shows how out of touch I was and so often am. And then, yeah, the space between Princess Caroline and Diane, just living in different realities and just having been in many relationships like that and in a marriage that was like that. And they shoot the scene in the fake Nixon Oval Office, and then BoJack goes out and smokes a cigarette and just starts crying to himself. And I've just cried so much today about so many things, like triggered by what happened. By my friend's dad getting deported, on Christmas Eve, a Christian nation supposedly. And yeah, just feeling that, after feeling it after having gone so many years that I couldn't cry and didn't cry. And then it shows him go back to the set and Kelsey is not there. And he's like, where is she? And the director, Turtle Top's like, I fired her, Freak, because you guys broke in and shot that scene. And just the BoJack's again in this situation where he got this person who trusted him and he befriended and got them fired off the show that was their creation. And just like, yeah, feeling that too, just feeling, having been in cycles where I committed the same kind of harm again and again and again, and being disassociated from the depth of, like, why I was causing harm and, like, unable to, yeah, face that I'd caused harm. And then the end. And Diane is back in LA, but she didn't tell Mr. Peanut Butter. And she's waiting outside BoJack's house and asking if she can stay there. And she's like, I didn't know where to go. And just like people living in a lie or in a fantasy or not facing reality. That was my takeaway from that one.